left out of Tucson with no destination in mind. I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind.
I'm fairly good at and the border meant freedom, a new life, picking country music names and songs and titles.
Are you getting stumped?
You know, I'm just surprised there's so many songs that have referenced Tucson I hadn't heard before.
Oh, yeah, plenty. I'm surprised you didn't come back after me about Linda Ronstadt.
You know,
you always get me.
I got that one, and then I haven't heard Mel Tillis yet. What's the one? I heard Charlie Pride, I think.
Yeah, earlier. I just played that.
Mm-hmm. Lyman, yeah.
We are broadcasting live from Tucson this morning.
There's a reason for all those
that's
Tucson
right.
songs.
Sweet Jennifer, our call screener, is at our flagship station up in the Phoenix metro area. You can reach the show by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Any question, problem, dilemma, or project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we'd love to be your first source of information to help you get through that. We're at the Tucson Convention Center because the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association is having their semi-annual home show at the Tucson Convention Center. It's today, opens at 10 in just a few minutes, and again tomorrow. We have a Rosie on the House booth here on the floor of the show. We'll be here all weekend, so we appreciate it when people come by and introduce themselves. Chuck and Barbara walked in early this morning and introduced themselves as longtime listeners. That was always humbling to hear what part we play in their life every single Saturday morning that we've been doing for 30 years. We just finished a conversation with Mr. Tim Charlie, the Renewable Energy Technical Specialist from TEP. We talk a lot about how people can cut their, in particular, their summer cooling bills by using a practice and a technique and a strategy called super cooling. And we have fine-tuned it for APS because that's all the properties I own are in APS zone. So I've got several ways I can model the plan and sort the information and outsmart the supplier, so to speak, to get my bill as low as I can. And we don't have a property that I'm paying over 9 cents a kilowatt for, and I didn't spend a lot of money doing anything other than just making sure I was on the right plan and an energy management computer, and bada bing, bada boom, I'm at as low as you can get. And people say, oh, but boy, your house must be hot. Well, let me tell you something, folks. At my house, the temperature is set at 68 degrees. Through the middle of the summer, my wife wears a little light shawl in and around the house almost all day long, and I'm still at under 9 cents. My 3,000 square foot home, which isn't a big home, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. My highest bills this year were under $325. Okay, so I'm consuming about 3,600 kW. I'm doing that about 9 cents a kilowatt, and that's in the peak of the summer. My bills, I'm dual energy, so we cook with natural gas, we heat with natural gas, we barbecue with natural gas. My summer electric bills drop through the floor. I mean, they're like $70 a month. They're nothing. So we're getting inundated, Romy, with information about Prop 127. How should we vote for 127? Now, I know it makes you nervous, and I know it makes your mom nervous anytime Papa goes to politics. I'd like to just give out my personal cell number so I could just tell everybody how to vote on everything on the ballot. Would that be okay? Listen, folks, when it comes to Prop 127,
which is?
It is the Renewable Energy Standards proposition.
Okay.
This is written by somebody that has an agenda. We currently supply about 8% of the grid with renewable energy, and it's 2019. Okay, we're just a couple months away. They want us to do that. They want us to increase from 8% to 50%.
And what time frame?
12 years. Hey, no, wait. Hey, that's doable. That's doable. We can do that. But they want to do it, and here's the scary part. They want to do it, and this is written into the proposition. One, it's a constitutional amendment. So that makes me nervous. Anytime they want to amend the Constitution, then I start getting a microscope out, and I look at every single word, okay? And there are a couple propositions this year that are constitutional amendments. This isn't the only one. So I'm looking at the microscope. Proposition 127 wants to take our renewable energy from 8 to 50% in 12 years. Here it is. Irrespective of cost to the consumer. It doesn't matter how much it's going to cost the consumer. This constitutional amendment will mandate it. Doesn't matter what it costs the consumer.
If it was affordable right now, it'd be reversed. 8% would be nuclear and 92% would be alternate energy source.
And they don't want to measure what's currently being supplied by sustainable. That has to be new sustainable energy sources. So I'm not telling you how to vote for it.